Hold on, son. I got a something is trying to connect us. Hello?
This is Will from Opinion Research. Hello, this is Will from Opinion Research. I'm looking to speak to Susan Miller.
Okay, about?
Ms. Miller, the purpose of my call is because I'm conducting an opinion survey about Phoenix. Do you have a couple seconds?
What do you mean, opinion survey about Phoenix? You interrupted my call by going on the internet. I have no idea what happened. You got mixed up on my internet. But what's the survey regarding about Phoenix?
Housing development taking place exactly.
Oh.
Yeah, and let me.
I'll accept that call.
Thank you so much. First of all, do you still live in Phoenix, Arizona, currently?
I do. Yeah.
Thank you. Generally speaking, do you think that things in Phoenix are going in the right direction, or do you feel things have gotten off on the wrong track?
They are way out of control.
So that will be wrong track, correct?
Yes. And what is your company name again?
Opinion Research. Opinion Research. Yep.
Okay. Now, how did you get your number?
All of our numbers are chosen at random, and that's the reason why we're calling. Yep. I would like to ask you some questions about Levine area of Phoenix. This area lies south of South River, north of South Mountain Park, west of 27th Ave, and east of Hilga River Indian Community. Going forward, I'm going to refer to this area as Levine. Is that definition clear to you, or do you need me to read it again?
Well, I need to know is it like Dobbins, Elliott, Broadway? What are the major crossroads? Because I don't know those other ones.
You don't know where South River is at? North South Mountain Park? Or 27th Avenue?
No, I know where South Mountain Park is, yes.
Okay.
And I know where 27th Avenue is, yes, but I'm not familiar with the other one that you said.
Oh, the Hilla River Indian Community?
No, you said between 27th Avenue and Hilla River Community, and then South Mountain Road and the
South River? South River?
Okay.
First question I have for you, and just to make sure we are involving everyone, may I ask the year that you were born? Only the year.
63.
Okay. Thank you
and
so
I'm
much.
A native.
You're young. Okay.
I'm a native. I was born and raised here.
Okay, nice.
I'm the one that was in South Mountain.
Okay. Are you or is anyone in your household of Hispanic or Latino descent?
No.
Okay. Do you consider yourself to be white, African-American, black, Hispanic, Asian, Pacific Islander, multiracial, or another race?
I'm white.
Thank you so much. Overall, how would you describe the quality life in Levine? Poor, just fair, good, or excellent?
It's a good.
Good. Okay. Thank you. I'm going to read to you a list of things that people say will improve their quality of life in Levine. Please rate each item on a scale from 1 to 5, where 1 means that it will do very little to improve their quality of life. 5 means that it will do a lot to improve the quality of life. You may use any number between 1 to 5. The higher number, the more it will improve the quality of life in Levine. First one, better public transportation options. 1 through 5.
The need to improve the public transportation.
How will that improve? How this option will improve the life quality in Levine for you?
No, it would improve it. It would improve it probably. I don't know. Hold on a minute. Let me think about that for just 1 second.
Okay.
Public transit in Levine. It would bring more travelers, but it would help those who don't have vehicles. So yes. I'll give it like a 3.
3. Okay. Thank you. What about more good paying jobs?
Oh, yeah, that would be good.
Okay. What number you want to give that one? 1 through 5.
1 meaning it will help, or 5 meaning it will help?
5 means a lot, and 1 is very little.
Okay, so jobs?
Good paying jobs. Yeah.
Good paying jobs, well, it helps a lot.
Okay. So you want to give that one a 5?
Sure, you can ask me about traffic.
Okay. What about more dining and entertainment options?
Oh, that. I can only see the more combustion going on, so the bean is probably good right now, so I just give it a 3.
Okay. What about more affordable housing options to rent or buy?
5. It means
5.
Affordable housing. Yes.
Okay, what about more parks? Okay, thank you. What about more parks and recreational opportunities?
4.
4, thank you. What about better street and road maintenance?
Oh, 5.
Thank you. What about more shops and retail stores or commercial space for businesses?
3.
3. Thank you so much. Next question. In terms of your job status, are you employed, unemployed, but looking for work, retire, a student, or a homemaker?
Unemployed.
Thank you.
What?
Thinking about businesses in your area, would you say that there are too few, too many, or about the right amount of businesses that employ office workers and corporate professionals in Levin?
They don't have anything like that. They just have, like, mom and pop shops.
Okay, so that will be few.
And they have like, warehouse Amazon. Woo!
Okay, so your option for that one will be too few?
There's too few, yeah.
Okay. And would you say that there are too few, too many, or about the right amount of businesses that employ people who work in trades, warehouses, retail, and restaurants in Levin?
Are they what? Would they help?
Yeah. Do you think there's too few, too many, or about the right amount of businesses that employ people who work in trades, warehouses, retails, and restaurants in Levin?
I think it's probably too few.
Too few. Thank you. Thinking about commercial development, I'm going to read to you a list of different kinds of stores and businesses. For each, please tell me yes or no if you would like to see more of that kind of businesses in Levin. First one, home goods stores and other retail stores like Target.
No.
No.
No Target.
Okay.
Maybe another Walmart.
Okay, what about grocery stores and supermarkets?
Oh, yes, there needs to be more of those.
Will that be a strong yes or somewhat yes?
No, it'll be a strong yes.
Okay, what about dollar stores and discount chains?
Yes.
That's a strong yes or somewhat yes?
Yes, I think.
Yeah, that will be strong yes or somewhat?
Strong yes.
Okay, thank you.
Yes,
what about
strong.
Okay, what about doctor offices and hospitals?
That one, I think the Levine's got it pretty good right now. So, you know, yes, they need more, I suppose.
Okay, so that will be somewhat yes or strong yes?
Yes.
Somewhat or strong?
Somewhat, yeah.
Okay. What about restaurant bars and entertainment venues?
No.
No. Okay. Thank you. In your own words, what type of stores and businesses would you most like to see more of in Levin?
Like, Well, this should be more Circle K.
Circle K, okay.
Or convenience store.
Convenience store?
Yeah.
Okay.
And there should be, like a Union Market, like, what's the one you go to? On Bell Road, which one did you go to? The Union grocery store? Hold on.
Okay.
Winco. Winco, Costco. Winco is the best, though.
Costco, okay.
Winco.
Thank you.
Costco, you have to buy a membership. Winco, you can just go.
Okay, switching gears a little bit. How much of a problem is housing affordability in Laveen? That is to say, how much it costs to buy or rent a home. Is housing affordability not a big problem? Is it a slight problem, a moderate problem, a fairly big problem, or a very big problem?
Extreme problem.
You said it's extreme.
Yes.
So that would be a very big problem.
Yes.
Okay, thank you. How much of a problem is the availability of housing in Laveen? That is to say, the number of houses, condominiums, or apartments that are available to buy or rent. Is housing availability not a big problem at all? Is it a slight problem, a moderate problem, a fairly big problem, or is it a big problem?
Well, it's a problem because of the affordability.
Okay, so would you say, is it a very big problem, a fairly big problem, moderate problem?
Yes. No, what's the problem?
Okay.
Oh.
What option you want to pick? A fairly big problem? A moderate problem? A
very big problem.
Very big. Okay. Thank you so much. Still thinking about residential development, I'm going to read to you a list of different kinds of housing for each. Please tell me yes or no if you would like to see more of that kind of housing in Laveen. Housing options for senior, yes or no?
Yes.
Is that a strong yes or somewhat yes?
Sir, hold on.
Okay.
Hold on.
Go ahead.
Hold on just a moment, please.
Yeah, no worries. Go ahead.
Okay. Hold on. Okay, I can get all of it. Just put it on there, I'll get all of it.
Okay.
Okay.
Okay. What about single family detached homes?
Oh, yeah, you need those.
Is that a strong
yes? Those are better
yes
than strong yes. But you got to understand, they need a consultant like me on that.
Okay. What about multifamily housing like apartments or condominiums?
No. Yeah, that's fine.
Okay. What about townhouses or attached homes?
No.
No, okay. How long have you lived in Phoenix? Less than 5 years?
Yes.
5 to 10 years, 11 to 20 years, more than 20 years.
I'm sorry.
How long have you lived in Phoenix?
60 years.
Okay, 60 years.
Yes.
Wow. Okay.
That's why they need to talk to me.
Yes, definitely, most definitely. That's the reason why we're calling you. And do you currently own your home, rent your home? Are you living with a friend or family?
I'm in the middle of housing right now.
Okay. So are you living with someone?
Yes, my family.
Okay, thank you. Now I'm going to read to you some proposals to address housing causes and options in Laveen. Please tell me whether you oppose or favor each one. First one, changing zoning laws to allow for construction of more multifamily housing like townhomes, duplexes, and triplexes. Are you in favor or you oppose?
Of duplexes and triplexes?
Yep.
I'm in favor.
That will be strong in favor or somewhat in favor?
Somewhat.
Okay.
Ooh.
What about changing zoning laws to allow a mix of single-family homes, townhouses, and apartments and condominiums in the same neighborhood?
Well, that should be, what's the problem? That's like discrimination.
Okay, so are you strongly in favor or somewhat in favor?
That mix? Yeah.
Yeah, having that mixture?
Well, I don't know. I guess adults should be with adults and kids should be with kids. No, it doesn't matter. How about that?
Okay, no problem. What about the repurpose or replace of empty stores and commercial properties with new housing?
There is no, not much replacement of that. Land, maybe.
Okay, but if they were to do that, if they were to do that, will you be in favor or will you oppose?
Oh, no, favor of that, of course.
Okay, that will be strongly in favor or somewhat in favor?
Sure, strongly in favor.
Okay, what about changing zoning laws to allow for the construction of more condominium buildings?
Yes.
Strongly in favor or somewhat in favor?
Yes, strongly in favor.
Okay, what about that repurpose or replace parking lots with new housing?
Right. Well, there's not much of that going on, so sure.
Okay, but if it were to take place, will you be in favor or will you oppose it?
Oh, I would, I'd favor it, but there's hardly any of that going on that I know of.
Okay, well, would you be somewhat in favor or strongly in favor?
Strongly.
Okay. What about changing zoning laws to allow for the construction of more apartment buildings?
Detached, yes. Apartment building.
Okay.
Mixed. Yes.
Okay. I'll be somewhat in favor. Okay.
No, I'd be in favor of it. No, I would be in favor of it.
Okay, that will be somewhat or strongly in favor.
Too much in Phoenix. Yes, I would be strongly in favor of it.
Okay, thank you so much. Next question, and finally, I would like to ask you a few questions for statistical purposes only. What is the last year's schooling that you have completed?
I have 4 years college, BAA degree.
Thank you. What is your annual household income? Just stop me when I get to the right amount. Less than $25,000, $25,000 to $50,000, $50,000 to $75,000, $75,000
to $100,000. Way out there.
What was that?
Stop way out there.
Okay. So you say 50 to 75?
No, less than that, sir.
25 to 50?
Right. We're on affordable housing here, you know. We have disability going on.
Okay, 25 to 50 then, or less than 25?
25 is fine.
Okay.
But, you know. Yeah.
And finally, and strictly for verification purposes by my supervisor, can I just have your first name?
Susan.
Thank you so much, Susan. It's been a pleasure talking to you. Thank you so much for your opinion.
How do I get a hold of that captain of yours?
the number on your screen.
Okay, so what is that captain's name?
just called and asked for the supervisor. Yep.
Okay, are you sure it's 691-2091?
It is.
Okay. And I will do that.
Thank you so much, Susan. You have a
You're welcome. Day. And how do I get employment doing what you're doing?
pretty soon they're going to have a bunch of jobs out there.
Yeah, so you're sure this is the number I called?
Yes, you may call that number anytime. Thank you so much.
Okay, and what is your name?
My name is Will. Will as in
Will. Can I tell them you said, can I tell them that it's okay you said to call them?
Yeah, you can use my name.
Okay.
No problem.
All right.
Agent Will.
Cool, Will.
Okay.
Thank you,
Will.
Uh-huh. You too. Goodbye.
Bye-bye.